Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the lovely and talented Amy Turner is back. Welcome back, Amy.
Hi, Mike. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Amy is the artistic director of the Ocean State Theater Company, located on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. And this week is opening Anything Goes. Very exciting musical.
Very exciting.
All right. And you've brought with you one of the stars of the show, if not the star. Whoever's here, I always call the star.
It's a good plan.
That's a good plan. Nate Suggs is here. Welcome, Nate.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. And you're playing the role of Billy Crocker in Anything Goes.
That's correct.
All right, let's start with a little information about your background before we get into the show, and just tell everybody at home where you're from.
Originally, I'm from Valdosta, Georgia, which is on the Florida line, South Georgia. And I live in New York now.
Okay. How long did you live in Georgia?
Oh, God. If I say it, will it give away my age?
Well, yeah, it might.
Until you were in college or beyond that?
Until I was in college, okay. Actually.
See how I just curved that around?
Yeah.
Because
thank you.
You really have no particular accent, and I know that most actors try to work around that.
No, right? I don't. I've been singing since I was little, probably about 10 years old, mm-hmm. and I think just through
proper diction.
Through proper diction and singing the certain vowels and things, just sort of... The Southern just sort of went away.
And no conscious effort to do that, though.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, just kind of happened. So now you're in New York, and
you
are a frequent visitor to Rhode Island, though, as far as work is concerned.
You've
been here many times, right?
Yeah, since I worked in Newport at one of the mansions back in 2000. I've worked with Amy at Theater by the Sea. Mm-hmm. When was it, 2008?
Yeah, that was the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. First full summer.
Yeah, and we've done shows since then, so...
All right. But this is your first at Ocean State Theater in Warwick, the new building, a very exciting building. And for those people in the audience that haven't been there yet, you got to get there. It's a marvelous, marvelous place to see a performance. And I was reminded of that just the other night. Last week, I went to a show at one of the larger venues in Rhode Island, in downtown Providence on Wauwatosa Street. I won't tell you who they are. but there's about 3,000 people in the audience, and it's not the same. It's just not the same as the beautiful Ocean State Theater. So it's relatively intimate, about 400 seats, and you all have the chance to have a great seat, not a bad place in the house.
Yeah,
Amy, tell us a little bit about the show.
Oh, Anything Goes. So I'm hoping that most of your listeners certainly have heard of that song. It is a celebration, truly, of Cole Porter music. It's funny, we talked on the first day of rehearsal about how joyful the show is, and it's been done so many times. I think there's 4 movies called Anything Goes, or that have the same group of music put together. Mm-hmm. There's been at least that many, if not twice that many, Broadway productions of it, revivals, rewriting, people tweaking it and pulling in new Cole Porter songs and all of that. I would guess most high schools that are more than 20 years old have done it multiple times. I think dinner theaters do it. I think everybody does this show.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
It is so much fun. So then you say, why is that? And I think it's because it is about kind of nothing except joy. Like, it's so true. Anything goes in this show. You want to put a tap number in? Let's do it. You want to bring in a gangster? Let's do it. How about some sailors, some showgirls? There's the other lead character, Reno Sweeney. She's an evangelical nightclub singer.
Well, of course.
Why not? Because you know what? Anything goes. So it's such a joy to watch. a critic said about a previous show in our season, the best thing about it is that there's no message. You can just sit back and enjoy it. And, you know, coming off of The Miracle Worker, where it's just so moving and so poignant, to just like kick back and just have these lyrics wash over you, the costumes, the characters, it's just, I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, it is a dramatic change, and The Miracle Worker was sensational. And I remember when I had to get up on the stage after the show for the talk back on that Sunday of The Miracle Worker, I had to, of course, wipe my eyes and compose myself along with most of the audience, because it was very, very well done, very well presented.
One of our board members said after Miracle Worker, I cried again this season? Come on. Right. And I said to the gentleman, I said, don't worry, you're not going to cry in Anything Goes, but your cheeks might hurt from smiling.
Or you could have tears of laughter. All right, let's get to the first piece of music, which will get us in the mood anyway. This is the overture from Anything Goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was a look dawn of something shocking. But now God knows, anything goes. Good offers too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old kids.
We're definitely in the mood, and that definitely was not Tom Jones singing.
It was not. You have a good ear, Mike.
I know. It wasn't Frank Sinatra either.
No, that was actually Cole Porter singing at the top. So this is from the revival that they did at the Vivian Beaumont in the late 80s. And it's pretty awesome that we have this recording of Cole Porter singing that song. I don't really know where it came from per se, but there's a really cool Rhode Island connection to Cole Porter.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We actually put this on our Facebook page the other day, so hopefully some of your listeners like us on Facebook. But he legitimately wrote the majority of the music that's utilized in Anything Goes in Newport at Rosecliff Mansion.
I believe he was, as I recall the story, he was visiting a friend and stayed there for a summer or something like that.
Yeah,
like
and that. I believe also that if you go on the Rosecliff Mansion tour, that they do make mention of that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so there's the Rhode Island connection. We always have to have a Rhode Island connection, just so you know.
Everything leads back to Rhode Island
right.
in some way, shape, or form. Right.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Billy Crocker, the role you play. Tell us just about what he does and why is he in the show.
Billy is a young stockbroker, or an assistant to his boss, a stockbroker, and trying to be an up-and-coming businessman and make his way in the big city. And he falls in love with a girl, and he ends up leaving his job, really, to go on the ship and become a stowaway on a ship because she's sailing on the ship, and so that he can chase after her and try to get her because she's about to go marry somebody else.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now, does this take place at what period of time? The 20s, the 30s,
40s?
1930s. 30s. Yeah. Okay. So, so off he goes, get on the ship as a stowaway.
Yep.
And
hilarity ensues.
And then, yeah, hilarity ensues. He meets some crazy characters. Escaped convicts, gangsters, and they sort of all help each other find love on this ship, which Wait, you find love on ships, right?
Absolutely.
This still happens today.
So, of course you do. I mean, it would be lovely to find love on a ship, right?
It would be duh lovely.
And that's a song that you sing on the show.
And that is a song that I sing in the show.
Well, why don't we listen to that next, and we'll find out more about it.
The night is young, the skies are clear, so if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's delimit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring.
I'll control my desire to curse while you crucify the verse.
This verse I've started seems to me the tympantithesis of melody.
So spare us all the pain, just skip the darn thing and sing the refrain.
Me, 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 re, 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 do, sol, mi, do, la, si. The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go.
Amy, one thing about the traditional musicals, if you will, if I could use that term, is the orchestration and the music in the background. And I know that's an important facet of the Ocean State Theater Company. And tell us that there is live music, right?
There is live music. Absolutely. It's part of our live music initiative. So as a not-for-profit, one of the things that we are constantly raising money for is to ensure that we can have professional musicians playing live each night. Our band for this show, which is very important, you know, this music is just so good, will be under the direction of the lovely Esther Zabinski.
Again,
who has, yes, been at our theater many times. And so they are just whipping it into shape, so to speak. We'll actually have one extra musician than what we typically have, so we have an extra brass in the pit, which is very exciting. I really, really can't wait to hear that.
That's great. Nate, I know that I have preferences of what movies I like better than other movies or what shows I like better than other shows. And sometimes I even have a preference for whether I'm singing an uptune or I'm singing a ballad. Do you have a preference for what kind of shows you do as far as singing and dancing and frivolity, or would you rather be on the more serious vein?
You know, I really like it all. It's funny. This is my sixth time doing the show. I've done the show five times before this, and I think that just says something about the show. The show is so much fun to do, no matter where you are, who you are, and no matter what part you're playing. There's always something really fun to do in it, and the music is so great, and it's right. So much fun to sing. I feel like that's the way with any show that you do. As long as you're having fun doing it, whether it's serious or funny, it just becomes like part of
right,
like what you do. And
do you consider yourself a dancer that learned to act and sing, or a singer that learned to act and dance, or?
Well, it's funny. I started singing when I was 10 years old, so that was the musicality has always been a part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned to act and dance on top of that, and I auditioned for my first musical when I was a freshman in high school.
Wow.
And I sang the Star Spangled Banner, actually.
As the audition piece?
As my audition piece.
And what was the musical?
It was called Do Patent Leather Shoes Really Reflect Up? It's a really long title, but it's about a Catholic schoolboy who goes back and revisits his old Catholic roots. It's really, really funny.
You it's can a tell great that's show, dated actually.
Because now they would use cell phones for that. But that's all right.
Well,
that's
yeah, exactly.
Whole different subject.
Yep.
All right. We have time for one more piece of music before we take our first break. And tell us what that's going to be, Amy.
Yeah, we're just going to play the entr'acte, which for folks that may not know the vocabulary, is the piece of music that gets the audience back into the mood, so to speak, for act two. So kind of a mini overture, if you will, but just really trying to find the pieces of music that just celebrate the real extraordinary fun and joy of Cole Porter music.
All right, here we go, and we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater and Nate Suggs, who is playing the role of Billy Crocker in Anything Goes, the Cole Porter wonderful musical. And Amy, you're also directing this, as well as being the artistic director for the whole theater. You have additional responsibilities, right?
That is all true.
All true. And keeping you busy is the goal of everyone there, I guess. And the dates of the show are coming up soon. It's opening Wednesday, just a few days from now, for previews.
Yep. So we'll do our previews like we always do on April 27th and 28th. We'll officially open Friday night, April 29th, and run through May 22nd. So okay. We hope that everyone gets a chance to come in and see it. It's really what we love doing at Ocean State Theater Company. And it's one of those things that, we try and fulfill a need, a void, if you will. And doing these big musicals all year round is obviously my background, but it's what I think people really, really enjoy most.
Right. It certainly is wonderful entertainment. And then you have more great entertainment coming after that. You've announced your summer series, which is going to be baseball related once again.
So the amazing classic Damn Yankees, for folks that I think know theater will be aware of that show, made famous in film and, of course, originated on Broadway, Gwen Verdon, and about a baseball fan who sells his soul to the devil in order to make sure that his team gets into the playoffs. Just a really great as you said earlier, traditional musical, and then a very contemporary musical in August, mm-hmm. Avenue Q, a Tony Award-winning show that I have to say really sincerely has one of the biggest hearts of any show ever written. But it is wrapped up in a rather adult package with some adult language and themes. And
and full
puppet nudity.
Right.
Yes,
well,
there
sure
is puppet nudity in the show. And so you kind of have to come in with your funny bone clearly attached.
All right. Nate, let's get back to Anything Goes. And you've been working with the cast now for not very long. These musicals are put together in what kind of time period? How long rehearsing? You open in 3 days, and how long you've been here?
We, 2 weeks. We have a 2-week rehearsal period.
Wow. Put yeah. this all together. And that usually starts off with just meeting the cast and going over lines, or how do you get to the music part of it?
Well, music is usually the first thing that we do.
Okay.
So we are familiar. Some of us are familiar with it ahead of time. Some of us aren't. There's a lot of parts to learn, especially when you're getting into 4, 5, 6 part harmonies. And so we try to like bang out the music so that we can add the choreography to it, and then we can add the staging to it. It's just layering on right. top of each other and just trying to piece it all together.
A large cast for this production?
Yeah, it's 26. Is that right?
Wow.
Yep, that's right.
Very
it
large.
Seems to be our magic number this year. That's how many was in 1776, and right. it's also how many was in It's a Wonderful Life. So for some reason, 26 is our lucky number.
All right. Well, that's great. All right. We'll get to another piece of music, and This is called "I Get a Kick Out of You," kind of a very yeah. famous Cole Porter tune.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most famous Cole Porter tunes. I think Frank Sinatra sort of made it famous. Mm-hmm. The opening number of the show, mm-hmm. sung by the character Reno Sweeney.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Alcohol doesn't thrill me at all, so tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I took even one sniff that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky. If I have nothing to do, yet I get a kick.
We talked about the large cast, 26 people, but we didn't specify any of the people. Tell us some of the other people that are joining you.
Sure. As Reno Sweeney, we have Jessica Wagner.
Folks are going to remember her. She played Eliza Doolittle in Our My Fair Lady.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
Okay.
So she's a blockbuster, as many of you will remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's wonderful. The gangster Moonface Martin is played by Dennis Seta Ducati.
And he was the character actor in our production of 42nd Street. So we're really excited to have him back also.
Wow.
He's so actually really fun to play off of. We have a lot of moments together and we have just a great chemistry. And
you have to have a lot of fun with somebody named Moonface.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
It's a public enemy.
Yeah, all right. Okay. And then?
And playing Lord Evelyn Oakley is Andrew Boza.
He's brand new. This is his first show with us.
Oh, okay.
And also a really terrific comedian and a beautiful voice, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my love interest, or Billy's love interest, Hope Harcourt, is played by Jade Jenga. And her mother is actually our choreographer, Jerrianne Jenga.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, your love interest, or she'd be a little young for you, wouldn't she?
Jade is lovely, and she's such it's an interesting character, and there's a lot of dancing involved and glamour. She's definitely the debutante story. That Billy is chasing after, huh?
Yeah, she has a hard choice of a wealthy Englishman or a broken-down broker. So
a broken-down broker. All right. Well, at least you don't get stuck in the ice at the end of the show. All right. This next one is this next song, I guess, is relatively famous, I would say, in the Cole Porter list.
Yeah, and I don't know if everybody directly associates it with Cole Porter. So it's called Blow Gabriel Blow. And it's sort of a quasi-revivalist gospel number. And it's so brilliantly, ridiculously placed in the show because the character Reno Sweeney, as we said before, is a evangelical nightclub performer. Uh-huh. So, you know, that's really all you need to know. So this is her big revivalist nightclub number. And she has her four angels that are these unbelievably gorgeous, leggy showgirls that sort of proselytize with her. And she gets the entire nightclub to start, you know, praising the Lord, if you will. But it's just so ridiculous. It's truly anything goes. It's just anything goes. And why not? Let's just do it.
Let's just do it. We'll listen to that and then come back with more of Amy and Nate after that song.
Brothers and sisters, we are here tonight to fight the devil. Do you hear that playing?
Yes, I hear that playing.
Do you know who's playing?
No, who is that playing?
Why, it's Gabriel playing. Gabriel saying, will you be ready to go when I blow my horn? Oh, blow, Gabriel, blow. Go on and blow, Gabriel, blow. I've been a sinner, I've been a scamp, but now I'm willing to trim my lamp. Oh, blow, Gabriel.
climb up the mountain down and start to blow Gabriel,
blow.
Come on and blow Gabriel,
blow Gabriel.
I want to join your happy band and play all day in the promised land. So blow Gabriel, blow. Come on, you scamps, get up, you sinners. You're all too full of expensive dinners. Stand up on your lazy feet and sing.
Blow Gabriel.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Ocean State Theater's Amy Turner and Nate Suggs. Nate is starring as Billy Crocker in Anything Goes, which opens this Wednesday for previews, Wednesdays and Thursday, and then on Friday night, the big opening night, and then runs until May 22nd. Amy, if people want to get tickets, I know there's lots of ways they can do it. They can go online to your website, or they can call the box office, or they can walk up to the box office, or they can find me on the street and try to scalp some.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, I always send people to the website first. There's just information not just about Anything Goes, but everything else that's happening at Ocean State Theater. But that is oceanstatetheater.org, O-R-G. And if you want to talk to somebody, our box office opens every day at noon. Please give us a call, 401-921-6800. interested, or of course, as you said, stop by and talk to us in person. We would love to help you get the best seats that are available and make it a really great night to remember.
Right down on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, down towards the end where the Greenwood Inn is. Those are Rhode Island directions, Nate. You always have to relate to where something is or where something used to be. Yeah, so those are Rhode Island directions.
Oh, yeah, and I've been to the Greenwood Inn, actually.
Well, there you go.
I love it. It's great.
There you go. So a little plug for the Greenwood Inn. That's great. All right, Amy, you mentioned that other things are happening at the theater. Let's just touch on a couple of them. You already mentioned the two productions this summer, but you've already announced next year's programs, right?
Yeah, we have. So, you know, subscription information is available for folks. You know, before we even get to that, I'd love to just throw out there that on May 7th, we conclude our fourth Family Fun Fest series. Those are those shows that are geared towards families to go to together, especially with really young children. And so we close with Lucky Bob.
And very reduced ticket prices.
Yeah,
right?
A $10 ticket. Wow. This is going to be on May 7th. We're planning next season's. And if you do have kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews, it's such a fun way to introduce them to the theater. Lucky Bob is awesome. He's like a comedian, juggler, just a really, really great show. We've had him here before. And then, of course, we have our summer camps, which are Best of Rhode Island award-winning camps, both for kids age 9 to 14 and our junior camp for kids that have finished kindergarten through 8 years old. It's a really interactive opportunity to expose them to a plethora of information. And then they always end up with a performance opportunity as well. We would love to tell folks about that information. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our cabaret club, which has turned into a wildly successful lobby event. One Tuesday out of every month, we invite a cabaret artist to come in, Ida Zecco, which a lot of Rhode Islanders know, hosts that. The first act is our sort of featured performer. The second act is an open mic night. It's a $12 ticket. The first drink's on the house. Really not to be missed. And they've been pretty much sold out. So all of that information is on the website. And as you said, and as well as next season, which I will just give a little taste. We're kicking off the season. I won't go through the whole rundown with the Rhode Island premiere. Has never been done in Rhode Island professionally before. The 10-time Tony Award-winning musical with music by Elton John, Billy Elliot, that right. I am over the moon excited about.
Well, that is very exciting. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say right before that starts, there will be another production at Ocean State Theater on September 10th, Saturday, matinee and evening, where the Kingston Trio will be coming to town.
I can't wait.
And that's going to be in conjunction with my chorus, the Narragansett Bay Chorus, and we'll be in concert with the Kingston Trio. So we're all excited and looking forward to that. Back to Anything Goes, and this next song is called Easy to Love, Nate. Anything? Where does that come in the show? Is that right at the beginning?
It does, actually. It's the third or fourth song. It's the moment where Hope is Billy's love interest. Hope realizes that Billy has stowed away on the ship. He is trying to convince her through the song that hey, I love you, and you're easy to love because you're so wonderful, and maybe you could learn to love me too.
All right, Easy to Love.
You're being terribly bad, Billy. Why, we hardly know each other.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Me and you. Who am I kidding? I know too well that I'm just wasting precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same. I'm not entirely to blame for you'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so sweet to waken with. nice to sit down to eggs and bacon with. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh so easy to love. Idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep every home fire burning for. Oh, how we'd bloom, how we'd thrive in a cottage for two, or even three, four, or five. So try to see your future with me, 'cause you'd be oh so easy.
All wrong. I'm marrying Evelyn. Nothing can change that.
You can change that. All you have to do is say...
No! If you don't let me alone, I'll make a scene.
You love me, Hope. You're gonna marry me.
Have the musical Anything Goes, going to be at the Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, opening on Wednesday. Make sure you get out and do it. And Amy, you know me pretty well by now that I'm not real big on musicals with a very heavy message. So this is kind of right up my alley. Just entertainment, fun time, singing, dancing, frivolity, and no puppet nudity in this one, but
no probably equal amount of laughs to Avenue Q, but definitely wrapped up in just a wonderfully warm, arguably innocent, just everybody's looking for love. Everybody just wants to find love and be loved. And you know, this is the show where the song Friendship came from, and there's friendships that are born, and mm-hmm. everybody just ends up with the person they're supposed to end up with. But the path to that is full of pitfalls, and there is humor in it. It's kind of like Folks That Saw Lend Me a Tenor, all of that door slamming farce right. humor. It's sort of married with, you know, one of the greatest songbooks, literally, ever. Mm-hmm. So I'm smiling. I mean, if they could see me, I'm just smiling thinking about it. What do you think, Nate?
I think that that everything is like nail on the head. It's just such a fun show. That's the best way to describe it. And you're really missing out if you don't come sail with us, and you don't need a passport.
Come down and see Nate sing and dance and act and have a wonderful time. And Nate, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Great to meet you. And
you too.
I'm sure the show will go well. And Amy, we'll see you next time.
Yeah. And we should mention, although, that I pretty sure you have a conflict with that, that we do still have our talk back on Sunday. So we will carry on in your...
I will be in the great state of Maine for the Sunday performance of Anything Goes this coming Sunday. But you'll still have your talk back, so the audience can stay after the show, and the actors will be introduced, and you can ask them questions. So, Nate, get ready. Sometimes there's tough questions.
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
All right. Thanks to both of you. And once again, we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for letter words, writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose.
Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.